Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Well, let's do this. We can talk about that in this podcast. Okay. Shane McElrath, I think this is the third time you've won this thing.
Yeah, in a row.
You're a straight rhythm specialist, bro.
I'm learning. I got to watch Marv last 2 years actually, and I kind of surprised myself just adapting to the 250 and learning really how the power reacted and in pockets and just over some of the rhythms. I kept going way too long on a lot of the jumps because, one, there's no engine braking, and two, there's a lot of power.
Yeah.
And I would try and get on it a little bit, and it's like there's nothing, then there's everything. So I had a lot of boner errors this week and today, but I felt really good at the end of the night.
Starts were good for you. You were really good off the grate that first little bit, I thought.
Yeah, I felt like I was good off the grate, but then we would hit the Dragon's Back section, and I think my setup was just a little soft to really like skim that.
Yep.
And I didn't want to chance it there because it's really nothing in that part, so I just really tried to ride it out as quick and as consistent as I could up until halfway, and then really just hit my marks, because I knew that was when I was better at the end. So that was really big for me.
Good ride with good final with Dunn, trying to line it up next to him.
Dude, it was crazy. I didn't really expect to win the first one, but I was in the good lane, what I thought.
What did you think was a good lane?
I thought the right side was just, I don't really know. I think it's just the way that I don't really scrub very well, but I like going to the right over the walls and stuff. And I think they favored me on that side. And really, that's kind of it. I had a few mistakes in a few of the rhythms on the left side, but I don't really know that that was just because it was the left side. So for me, I think it was just I'm not much of a scrubber, but I could scrub a little better going kicking it out to the right. But
a lot of big names here. I don't know how many would have picked Shane McElrath to win against. So nice work. That's cool,
dude. And like you said, coming into the race, it's like, okay, well, I mean, I want to go in to win, but at the same time, look who is on the roster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, one, I feel horrible on the bike.
That's the first issue.
That's the first issue. Number two is all these guys are four-time champs in Supercross, some of them back-to-back, and it's like, okay, well, they may be retired, but they don't just fall off. And then we're on two strokes, which evened everybody out, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, I've never ridden a 252 stroke one, and now I got to ride on Supercross. And so it was pretty crazy. I was really nervous, but there was never really a point where I didn't think I couldn't do it. So I mean, I know with Ryan, he's been the best, and it's like, okay, well, I've got to be a little bit better if I want to beat him. And I feel like there was some things that I did a lot better than he did, but then I felt like there was a lot of areas where I wasn't as good. And that's kind of how Dungey is he's solid everywhere. And I just kind of had to pick my points. And like I said, the first half, there were times where I just needed to ride it out and just be as consistent as possible, because I knew I could hang it out a little on the second half and get away with some things because I like the technical part of it.
Number 12, new number for you. Going to take some time for me to get used to, you know, but yeah, it looks good on you.
It's really different now seeing the 28 at the same time. Like the 28.
I'm not going to lie. When I saw 28 at MEC out in the first practice, I'm like, oh, McElrath's here.
Yeah, and I even think about, like, oh, there's my bike. Oh, no, that's not my bike. But I really like number 12. Like, it's really growing on me, and I'm excited. Like, it's
Villeman, Weimer, some good guys.
Yeah, that's some good guys, and I didn't really expect to get 12. I was kind of set on 24 because I didn't know 12 was open. But then somebody told me, it's like, I'm taking that one.
And Paul Weimer any, or text him or anything?
No, but we bought some products from him, oh. 12 and Faye. Oh. Yeah, I'm running some 12 apparel.
Good enough then. He'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. So they hooked us up a little bit, and it's pretty cool. They got some cool stuff.
Well, hey, man, nice work here. This Straight Rhythm thing is really for you. You're a specialist now.
It's really getting competitive year after year, and Red Bull really does a good job at putting on a show, but then it's like for us, I wasn't too keen on the two-stroke part at first because it's like, okay, well, this isn't something that we work at. And that goes back to, okay, well, nobody's going to go out there and not try. And but it makes you wonder where this is going to go and what it's going to turn into. And, I mean, year after year, it's like everybody gets a little more serious.
Yeah, and, I agree. It was the most serious one I've been to for sure.
Yeah. And which is good, but at the same time, like, it's also a fun race. It's supposed to be fun, but us riders don't really see it like that. So
Endurocross at one time started out really fun, really neat, and rhinos were coming out, Dowdy, and then it got really serious, you know what I mean? Same thing, I think, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and then it's like Cody Webb or Colton Haker, they're kind of taller guys.
So much better than everybody.
And they can almost do whatever they want. It's like Partridge out there in the Whoops or something. Like, not everybody can afford that, so, yeah.
Well, hey, nice work. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Cool.